Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with me because Barbara Weltman is here. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust, one of our very good friends, one of the smartest people I know, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2008, also Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, another J.K. Lasser's book now in its at least fourth edition, maybe fifth. I know that that there's probably a new one coming out, and she is, as I said, our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much. Yep, just put the new one to bed after putting all the new law changes from Friday.
I knew it. I knew a new one was coming out. And also, folks, Barbara has her own radio show.
Called Build Your Business.
Build Your Business. It's on Mondays?
On Mondays, 4 to 5 Eastern Time on WSRadio.com.
And the internet.
It's an internet-based show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And so so good for you, Barbara. And, you know, Barbara, before we talk about taxes, I want to ask you, I'm assuming you watched the debates. You've been watching the debates.
Part.
Have you? I didn't know whether you've been keeping up with the different candidates' tax proposals. That's one of the things I think I'm going to ask you is what you think about that. But before we get there, I want to talk about what you're seeing out there with small businesses. You and I don't have to wonder what's happening in the major markets because all we got to do is watch television and you can see that. But small businesses are not on the radar screen. But when I travel around and talk to small business owners, I'm not seeing them being that upset. I was in Virginia 3 weeks ago talking to small businesses, and most of them were pretty darn happy about how things were going. What do you see?
Well, I see a couple of things. There are some businesses that are being affected, but there are a lot that are not.
It's not across the board, is it?
Yeah, that's right. First of all, businesses in the service sector seem to be humming along. You know, web designers and professionals, they don't seem to be very impacted. And they're the businesses that aren't capital dependent. In other words, they don't need to borrow money. And so they're doing okay. There are some other businesses that are also doing okay. Businesses that are running smart, that are really looking at all their expenses and watching their overhead, and they're doing okay. And I heard one very positive point from one business owner who said, you know, it's tough, it's not easy out there, but the good news is that if you can figure out how to run right, how to do things smartly and survive, it's going to be better when times turn around because you're going to have bigger market share. All the competitors that didn't figure it out are going to be under.
The sissies are going to be gone, aren't they?
They're going to be gone, and you're going to be left standing. So, you know, there are going to be bright times ahead.
Well, and, you know, that's the other thing. And I remember talking about this, and you and I talked about this back in 01 and 02 and 03. If you survive this, and I'm planning on surviving, you're planning on surviving, you know, people who are listening, they're opening their doors today, they're planning on surviving. When we make it through this thing on the other side, if we've learned how to operate our businesses more efficiently, more productively, we've learned what really works and what doesn't work, we've gotten rid of what doesn't work, and we're maximizing what does work, and then as you say, the landscape will probably look a little bit different. See, I think that was one of the reasons why the economy did so well in the last 4 or 5 years, because the businesses that were still around after 2000, 2001, and 2 were, you know, they had learned how to do it right.
What I'm afraid of, what I'm concerned about, is that people who might be thinking about starting businesses now are hesitating or are just not doing it because of a fear factor. And that's really, you know, they
That fear is justified to some degree, though, Barbara.
Oh, I mean, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. No one knows what's going to happen. No one knows what's going on. But, and of course, if you need a lot of capital to get started and you need to borrow from commercial sources, it can be challenging right
that's
now.
That's the one part. That's the one part of this scenario that's different from a few years ago.
Absolutely.
The credit
markets
are tighter than they were, you know, in a few years ago. Barbara, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I want to get some more of Barbara's wisdom right after these messages. We're also going to talk about some tax issues. We got an important date coming up, a couple of important dates coming up, actually. And what do you and I need to be doing between now and the end of the year to do some tax planning for next year? There's some things we got to do. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Barbara Weltman is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Barbara, your website is barbaraweltman.com?
That is correct.
So check that out and then find out your tax tip and all
your
books.
You can sign up for my free idea of the day and get that sent to you every day.
All right. And your books are there. They can find out more about your radio show there and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Barbara, we've got two presidential candidates now who are proposing various tax issues, tax proposals. Senator Obama is proposing to cut taxes on 95% of Americans, he says, and only tax people who make over $250,000. I'm anointing both of them here. Senator McCain doesn't want to raise anybody's taxes. He wants to maintain taxes as they are, and he correctly last night said this is the wrong time to raise taxes on anybody. And so what do you think about the two tax proposals?
Well, you know, I obviously agree with you, but the reason is that I think Senator Obama just doesn't get it with small business owners. Small business owners pay income tax on their personal returns. There's
yep.
no separate business tax.
I'm going to write a check this week for my
right.
taxes that
exactly.
came from my sub S corporation filing, and that income from the business flows right to my personal. It was calculated at my personal rate, and I'm going to pay taxes based on that.
That's right, and the point is, people don't realize, people who aren't in business don't realize that that's not money that you put in your pocket, that a business owner puts in his pocket. That's just money you pay tax on. You
it's
can
capital.
Be
it's capital.
All that money back into
yeah.
the business. You're still paying tax on it. So it's penalizing small business owners.
Yep.
And what's the job generator of this of the economy? It's small
yep.
business.
Yep.
60-80% of all jobs are created by small business. If small business is more heavily taxed, they're going to have less money to generate jobs. There's going to be less incentive to go into small business.
And
I just don't seem to understand the logic here.
The $250,000 that Mr. Obama, Senator Obama, thinks is the threshold for taxation. A lot of small business owners make that much on the bottom line, but as you say, that's not money the owner then takes and goes around the world on a cruise with. That's money that stays in the business to make payroll during tough times when the receivables slow down. They take to innovate, to hire new employees, to help pay retirement and health care for employees. That's what that money's for. And so he's got the idea that anybody who makes over $250,000 is rich, And I'll tell you, if you're a business owner and that's your income, you've had a good year, but that sure doesn't make you rich.
No, that's true. And the other thing that, and it's sort of my pet peeve because I'm in New York, is that we have a federal tax system that has rates, the same rates across the country. But the costs in different parts of the country are substantially different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my rate, what I pay, for example, in property taxes and at the supermarket and at the gas pump are very different from what
right.
somebody might pay in Wyoming, for
right.
example.
Right.
And so what might seem like a lot of money in Wyoming is not a lot of money in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing that they that this to me this showed a disconnect with how things really are. I heard that Senator Obama say that he was going to lower he wasn't going to raise the capital gains rate on small business owners. Well, most small business owners don't have capital gains to any great degree until they sell their business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you
You're
operate a business
right.
for 20 years. You may have the incidence of you having capital gains, unless you sell some stock or something, or a piece of real estate, which all of those events are not regular events that happen every day, every week, every year.
No, so it's like giving a break that doesn't matter.
That doesn't really matter that much. So that's so I guess the point that I'm making, Barbara, and maybe you're agreeing with me, I think, is that it's not so much what's being proposed. It's the theory of the proposal that demonstrates a disconnect from reality.
Yeah, a lack of understanding about how things really work.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with due respect to Mr. Obama, he's never run a business, and he just doesn't get it.
Well, that's the concern that I have, and that because we all know that what they're campaigning on right now doesn't even approach what's actually going to wind up happening. When has anybody ever made a campaign promise that actually turned out to be exactly what they said?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different from what they're campaigning on, but the philosophy, the underlying philosophy and approach to what they want to do, that probably isn't going to change.
Well, that's true, and I think you can look at, for example, the health care proposals. Whatever Senator Obama is proposing, it's not going to happen because there isn't money to pay for it.
Right.
But
well, and of course, my audience knows that I've been a big supporter of being able to buy health care across state lines, which is something Senator McCain is offering. Stand by, Tim
yes.
Till. I've been talking about that, folks, for a long time, years and years before McCain decided to run for president. Quick break, right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's one of our top tax experts in the Brain Trust and the author of J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Your Small Business and soon to be out J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2009. You can get 2008 right now. Wherever books are sold, and many other books that she's written. Barbara, we got some important dates coming up. Tell us about them.
Well, you can't ignore October 15th. If you obtained a six-month filing extension for your 2007 return, October 15th is the drop-dead deadline. You can't get any additional time to file, and if you don't file on time, you'll owe a late filing penalty. So you should make sure to file by October 15th. You can still e-file, and if you have a qualified retirement plan, you can still put the money into the plan for 2007 by October 15th.
But you had to have had that plan in place already, right?
With one exception, yes. If you have, for example, a 401k or a profit sharing plan, you had to have set up the plan, meaning signed the paperwork, by December 31st, 2007. However,
right.
you can still set up and fund a SEP plan for 2007.
Right, right. If that's the right thing for you to do.
If,
all right. What about
right.
There was some. So, folks, you got to get that tax, your personal tax done, and don't forget all the connections, all the contributors to that, like your subchapter S filing, your you know, all that kind of the LLC, the partnership, all those things, all the K-1s that you may have, be sure to include all those. Barbara, talk to us about the new law that just passed.
Okay, just one quick point, that if you had a partnership LLC that you've had a six-month extension for, again, you have to file the business return by the 15th. So
right.
Don't forget
yeah.
that. Well, as to the on Friday, we heard a lot about the $700 billion bailout bill. Well, the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act also has $150 billion in tax incentives for individuals and for businesses. The most important part is the AMT patch, the alternative minimum tax,
right.
which hits a lot of business owners, because remember, business owners pay personal taxes, not there's not a
mm-hmm.
separate business tax. So this will help to keep more people from owing this alternative tax. With respect to businesses, fortunately, they did extend a lot of breaks that had expired at the end of 2007. So now they're good for 2008 and 2009, such as the research credit, the opportunity to amortize over 15 years rather than 39 years, qualifying improvements, leasehold improvements, and restaurant improvements, and a whole slew of other changes. The problem that I have with all of this is it's already the last quarter of 2008. How are mm-hmm. businesses supposed to plan for these breaks for 2008?
Right.
So I guess
these are extensions that could have happened 9 months ago, couldn't they?
They should have happened 9 months
yeah.
ago.
I mean, they had the ability to do them 9 months ago, but instead they do it almost at the end of the year. And you know, what I don't get, Barbara, is just because they run their business like a bunch of drunken sailors, that doesn't mean that you and I do.
No.
We can't do that. And so,
plan. And how can you – I think this is a disgrace.
The way
this has been done. Do you know this is the fifth major tax bill this year? In the old days, if you had one bill maybe every other year, it was a lot. Now it's the fifth bill this year, and they waited till this bill to include the extensions. I think it's just horrible.
And these are the people that we turn to in the last few weeks and months to help us bail out the marketplace.
Well,
what's wrong with that picture, Barbara?
Well, I just think that they were derelict in their duty, that they just weren't doing their
job. Then why are we paying them, Barbara?
Why are we paying them? If this was a private business, we'd fire them for incompetence.
We wouldn't just fire them. We'd have them arrested. We'd fire them first, then we'd have them arrested. It's amazing to me. And you know what's really almost comical, if it weren't so sad. They actually think they're smart, don't they?
Well, they're congratulating themselves on the great job they did in enacting this bill, and they're walking around. They're so proud, and they're crowing, and they have press releases.
Yep.
And they think this is the greatest thing
that's ever like happened. That's like allowing a major accident to happen and not doing anything about it, and then congratulating themselves because they called 911 after it was over.
Not a bad analogy there.
Stand by, Barbara. Actually, we got to go. We got to wrap it up for this hour. Our time is up. It goes by too fast. Give us the website one more time, Barbara.
Come visit me at barbarawelteman.com.
Don't forget to check out our radio show on Mondays. Thanks, Barbara. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.